Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. So we talked about this a couple of times, but we're really going to delve in the weeds a little bit more about like workflow pain points. And more specifically, I know some of you out there, sometimes you talk about writing up files and just having issues in general because of how busy we are. And joining me today on the show is Sean Wilkie. He is the CEO of Talkatoo. How are you, my friend?
I'll do great, Adam. Good to see you in 2D. I saw you in three dimensions just a couple weeks ago. It's great to see you again, though.
Right. You saw me acting like a lunatic doing TikTok live in front of your booth, showcasing the audience of all that stuff. Thank you for joining us. That was at Fetch Kansas City. So thanks for joining us. It was fun.
Yeah, it seems like it was just yesterday, but we're going on almost a month ago now.
Yeah, a long time. I know. Gosh. Well, you know, let's chat about our experiences a little bit about it too, because we know that this is an issue from all veterinary professionals, not just necessarily veterinarians, but receptionists, vet techs. You know, talk to me a little bit about what you're hearing in terms of like some pain points that we're seeing with workflow inefficiencies.
Sure. Well, I think we just got to start by going back, like, what is it, almost 2 years ago now. The veterinary profession across every job title or job description in a vet hospital 2 years ago was busy. And then COVID hit, everybody got a COVID puppy, and now it's lunacy in a lot of hospitals out there for people. And so, you know, the medical record, I don't have to tell you or your audience, is one of the biggest pain points in veterinary medicine. And so I think what we've seen is, you know, an increased desire to have efficient medical records. I mean, people have been putting different wrappers on practice management systems now and making them look pretty and giving them different colors and different user interfaces for a bunch of years. But that has not helped people gravitate towards typing medical records. And so I think the big pain point that we see and that we help solve for some in the industry, not for everyone, is that medical records are slowing people down. And it's kind of one of these things, you have to go slow before you can go fast. But I think in the current climate that the profession is in, Adam, is people are finding it very hard to complete medical records on time. People end up staying after hours, working through their lunches, and it's all to get those medical records in place so that the person that comes behind them is able to look into the history and understand what happened with that pet and pet parent. And it's a challenge.
It is a challenge. So I've been in this field my entire life. So I think of it where we've have progressed. So I think of writing up files. I mean, I literally started with 5x7 index cards is how I was writing up. That's just like one physical exam finding right there. And so, you know, that's like 10 years ago. And to our listeners, some of you do have, you know, paper files, which is okay, of course, you know, to each his own. And then I would say a majority seem to have EMRs or electronic medical records. So that's cool. You know, I'm always curious to see, and I would love to know the listeners too. You can always like DM me on Instagram with this at DVM 360 Magazine. But how long do you think, how much time over the course of your week to our listeners, I wonder how much time do you spend writing up a file? How much? I mean, do you happen to know off the top of your head to what you hear anecdotally, Sean?
Well, it's really amazing because it's like we have some clients that write a book on every exam, you know, by a book, like pages, you know, every single exam. And I mean, it's different depending across specialty, ER, you know, general medicine, it's different, you know, and it's different based upon the veterinarian, the technician, whoever is involved, and what they think is an appropriate medical record. But what I can tell you is, you know, on the low end, we see a half an hour to an hour of time savings in a week on medical records. And the typical thing that we get is 5 to 10 hours that people are spending in the course of a week. But then we have some people that are, you know, they spend 5 hours a day after their day doing their medical records. You know, they'll finish a shift at 5 and they'll leave the office at 9 or 10 because they're so committed to having high quality medical records that they are literally killing themselves to do that. You know, they're literally staying, you know, and their family time is suffering, all of the things that everybody knows, to make sure that they're getting those medical records in place.
Right. We worry so much about liability to make sure we have everything documented, and we want to do it in a timely fashion. Sometimes I forget. I can't begin to tell you, Sean, how many times I forgot. Was it the left ear? Was it the right eye? You know, when you're going back after several patients, they really just kind of all run together at the end of the day or end of your shift. So there's that struggle that I've always encountered. And then the other struggle is that veterinarians, veterinary professionals, we tend to be a profession that doesn't like change. So like, we tend to be like stuck on our heartworm prevention, and we don't want to change it for the reason why. The beauty behind being a veterinarian is the advancements that we see in this profession. It's incredible. It's exciting. It invigorates you even more. So you have this device called Talkatu, and to the listeners, they'll be like, oh, there's no way I can like implement this. Sounds way too high tech. So like, break it down for me. How does this work?
Yeah, sure. So thanks for the opportunity and the question. I would say, you know, let's step back a little bit, and I want to just kind of give your listeners kind of my journey into this profession, because I think it will help them understand how we've got to where we have today. So 2017, I started the first veterinary specific dictation application for the vet profession. I built that company and found it was too complex. We were doing things that were working, but they were just complex, more complex than they needed to be. We were working with a partner company. They had built the underlying technology. We built a layer that was vet specific on top of it with a bunch of veterinarians helping us do that. And we had built this tool that, you know, after a couple of hours of training, people could be very efficient. And in that journey to do those couple hours of training, there was people that bought our solution that never deployed it. There was people that couldn't commit the time required to understand how to be proficient with the solution. And so a couple of years ago, I had the opportunity to sell that company. Somebody else that I had started it with were very excited about it, and they bought it, and I took a break from the profession and from that career. Started the podcast because I love veterinary medicine. So I've got a podcast. You're coming on it soon. It's going to be really fun to be switching the tables. So I can't wait for that. Called the Veterinary Innovation Podcast. And then it wasn't a couple of months later that I was like, you know what? I bet we might be able to build a better mousetrap. And that was really how Talkatu got started. It was this idea that the current solution that I had developed was too complex. And I knew that veterinarians and veterinary professionals, if they were ever going to potentially even look at dictating, it needed to be so simple and so easy to use that anybody could use it. And I've got this litmus test for kind of creating software, and it's my 85-year-old grandmother. If she can use it very easily, then anybody in the veterinary profession can use it. So what Talkatu is, Adam, is it's a simple one button application, literally one button, that allows a user to interact with their computer with their voice. And instead of doing this complicated thing that, you know, allows you to open your computer and give it commands and tell it to do this and tell it to do that, what Talkatu is a simple one-button application that allows you the ability to put text in any field. So any practice management system, any email program, literally anywheres that you can type, by pressing one button, picking a microphone up, talking into the button, the text appears where you want it to appear, you press the button, you're done, and it's literally that easy. And not only can you use this application on your PC, in any software, you can use it on your Mac. And where we're taking Talkatu is to build a voice platform that you can use anywhere that you have to type, which means up next, iPhone, then Android. So anywhere that you can type, you can use Talkatu, and it's simple as pressing one button. So the example would be, you open up your history, you pick up the microphone, you press the button, you speak the record, you press the button, you're done. There's no integrations, there's no complicated software. We're a one-button application that allows users to put text anywhere as they'd like to. Instead of typing it, they speak it. That's what talk just, to do.
That's fantastic. It's so nice to know that, that's out there and available. So just to back up again, because I'm thinking of my general day, the day in the life of a veterinarian. I go in, I have my appointments. I have this device that's with me currently, because it could be eventually my iPhone or whatever. And so does it marry with the practice management software system?
Yeah. That's the important thing. Literally, like if you were to walk up to your computer, anywheres that you can type, anywheres. So that means in the SOAP node, that means in an email. Literally, if you can type there with your keyboard, you pick up the microphone that's connected to that computer, press the button, and the text appears exactly where you put the cursor, same way as it would as if you were typing it. And that's what's really unique about us. Not only are we one button, but we don't integrate with this software or that software. We work anywhere as you can type. There's no integration required.
Now, but wait a minute. Veterinary medicine has complicated words like keratoacanthoma, colobomas, and you know, semispinalis capitis biventral services muscles. I mean, does it pick up those words?
Yeah. So I would say that there's a couple things like to level set. You know, like you know, the nice thing about having the opportunity to come in and speak with you in this kind of like chill, casual way is that this is how we are as a company. So. It doesn't work every single time. Like anybody that tells you that is completely full of shit. And you know, that's not what we're selling. You know, we're selling a solution that gets it right about 90% of the time. So we do make mistakes. You know, we're not 100% perfect. If anybody ever tells you or your listeners that a software is perfect, like you should run in the opposite direction. Our software is really good. And it really takes a lot of the work out of the experience of completing those medical records, but you still got to give them a quick read over. Just to level set.
Yeah, no, that's great. So, and then I'm just thinking if we have like, say, a multi-doctor practice, you probably would need more than one device, it sounds like, right? Per associate or technician or whatever.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. We've got these cutesy product plans. So our Chihuahua is our single user. And you can buy that license just for 1 month. And it's $95 for the month. You can try it. If you fall in love with it, you can keep paying for it. But then when you go up, the next for us is a border collie. And that's 2 to 5 users. And then we go from 5 to 10. And then we scale all the way up to large, multi, you know, hundreds of practices. So we have pricing, whether you're a small single doctor practice, that just wants the doctor to use it, or a small practice that wants the entire staff to have access to it. Because let's face it, the doctors are not the only people typing in a veterinary hospital. And our software scales to many, many of users or many, many of sites. And you get price breaks all the way for that.
So where can they find more information about it?
Yeah, so we're just talkatoo.com. The cool thing, Adam, about our software is it's very self-service orientated. So you can go to our website without a credit card, without any like commitment. You can download our software, set it up, try it yourself. If you fall in love with it, you should probably buy it. And if you don't, there's nothing ventured, nothing lost.
Yeah, that's so great to hear. So, I love, again, to our listeners, these are just such great options that are out there. We talk about work-life balance. We talk about burnout fatigue. It happens. We're in healthcare. And, you know, we're a very busy profession right now. So if there's a way that we can expedite safely medical record writing, as well as workflow efficiencies, some of us are still curbside. I'm all for it. And I think I always got to give a shout out to those that think outside of the litter box like this to help provide us with some options to, you know, improve patient care and efficiency.
Yeah, well, we really appreciate it. I mean, you know, we're a purpose-driven company, and our purpose at Talkatoo is to give veterinary professionals more time back in their day. And, you know, we're doing it for thousands of people, and we're growing really quickly. It's really an exciting place to be running this company. You know, we're scaling up really quickly. You know, a year ago, Adam, we were like 10 people. I think we just hired the 24th person yesterday. So there's a real need for what we're doing. And I'm working with the smartest group of people I've ever had the pleasure of working with in my life. And we're making a difference. So it's quite a lot of fun.
you really are making a difference too. So Sean Wilkie, our friends at Talkatoo, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. You can't leave without asking me. I got to ask you, what's your favorite animal?
It's absolutely a dog. And if I had to get really specific, I'd go with a golden retriever.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. We love those leash holders in their mouths. Love those goldens.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Sean, for joining us.
It's been a pleasure to be here, Adam. Thanks a bunch.
You're welcome. And thank you to our listeners. Please stay safe out there. Always thanks for checking in. Stay possum, everybody. Have a great week. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay possum.